Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of AstroMind 2012. I am your host, Adrian, and tonight we're going to be doing some psychic readings, as usual. For all you callers out there, I just want to thank everybody for all the years that you've listened to our shows and how you've been dedicated to come on the show and listen to the show over the years. It's been a long time since we've been doing radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and we do have a lot of listeners, a lot of callers over the years. Anyways, I just want to explain the kind of things that I do with what I do. I do use a spirit board to channel. I also use the typewriter to do channeling, and I also use the crystal ball, and I also use the story cubes. Back when I was 16 years old, I then discovered my psychic gifts, my psychic powers. A shaman came to my home, and she basically blessed me with her gift. And that's how I was activated at the age of 16. I am now 32. And I use a lot of tools ever since then, and I've been very intuitive and very accurate. I also work on another website called Aranum.com, and you can go on Aranum, look up my name under AstroMind. And the reason why I call Astral Mind, because I travel a lot through the astral plane. And I won't waste up too many air time because we don't have very much time. So I just want to get to the callers tonight. We're going to be using the story cubes and the crystal ball. So anybody that have any questions, feel free to write down your questions, and we'll get to the other callers as soon as we can. Let's go ahead to the first caller from the 510 area. You're on the air with Adrian. Please state your name and where you're from.
Hi,
you're on the air.
Hi, my question is on my next date with Chandel, do you see us being intimate with each other?
I'm sorry, go ahead. What was your question?
I want to know on my next date with Chandel, do you see us being intimate with each other, like having sex?
Okay, let me go ahead and look into this for a minute. I'm going to use the crystal ball on your question.
Okay.
So just give me a minute to meditate here. Now, his name is Chandel.
Chandel.
And were you in a relationship long with this person?
We've known each other for years.
And you're going on a second date with him?
Yeah, soon.
And you want to know if things are going to go well, right?
Yeah.
I see things going very well for you on your second date. As far as going anywhere, I do see things developing. I do see things going in a good direction for you. The person that you're inquiring about is very, very quiet. He's a very quiet person.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't speak much. Am I right? Like he's not very active?
Well, he speaks enough to me.
Well, what I mean is he's not a very outgoing person.
Okay.
He's kind of shy.
Yeah, that's true. He's more, I guess you could say he likes to, his language is more physical than verbal.
Yeah. I do see him connecting with you. I think he's more nervous about you than you are with him, honestly.
Whoa, wow. Oh, do you think he will let me go far as with foreplay with him?
Yes, I do believe this.
Well, could the foreplay lead into like intimacy?
He really likes you.
Or no?
You.
Oh, okay.
He really likes you. And it's going to turn out really beautifully. I see a flower in an image. And,
okay.
And the way the crystal ball works is you see images of flashes.
Okay.
I don't know if you know how the crystal ball works, but
yeah,
most psychics will see flashes of different things.
Uh-huh.
That's how it looks in the crystal ball. It's like images, flashes of different symbolic things. Now, the flower would represent things blooming for you, okay?
Okay.
Things growing. But the flower could also have roses, thorns, and the thorns represent going through hard times, okay?
Okay. So do we have thorns?
I don't see any thorns.
Okay. So it's
I just see a very beautiful flower.
Okay. So should I just initiate it or should I just wait on him? But you did say he's shy.
He is shy, yes. So you're going to have to initiate it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any more questions for me? Or?
Yeah, about this other person that I'm dealing with. Okay, his name is Christopher. What you get with him with me?
I'm going to look into story cubes on him.
Okay.
I have a lot of story cubes, so these are just the ones I'm using right now.
Okay.
And it's called...
Okay, I'm here.
This one's called Let Your Imagination Run Wild.
Okay.
So this deals with the imagination more.
Okay.
Let's see here. And what's this person's name?
Christopher. This is the one I was dating for like 6 months, and we kind of like disconnected last time I seen him was on December 24th, and now we're just now reconnected,
okay.
But he's kind of, okay.
Let me tell you what I see.
Okay.
I see a skull with bones. That means that this person is very toxic.
Okay.
The next one I see is an arrow. And an arrow usually means be careful or he'll break your heart.
Okay.
I see a cave. That means that he's kind of in a cave. He's in his kind of comfort zone.
Okay.
I see a key, and a key means he has a lot of knowledge. He opens up a lot of doors.
Yeah.
I see a very serious person.
Okay.
I see a tree. It means there's room for growth.
Okay.
I see a bee. It's saying, be careful, you'll get stung. I see an axe. Watch out, he's very sharp.
Okay.
I see a fish. He's very emotional.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of pros and cons with this person, and I would say leave him alone.
Okay. Okay.
He is
I'll just
not
think
good
with
for you.
Another person. Okay.
He is. You don't want to get stung.
Okay.
You don't want to get stung, and you do not want somebody poison around you.
Okay.
But there is room for growth. The tree represents growth. I just don't see good signs around this other person.
Okay.
Okay. And
okay.
Probably
sorry.
I won't see him in the crystal ball either. I'm sorry.
Okay.
So I would leave him be. Go with the other one.
Okay, I will. All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. And God bless.
Okay. God bless you too.
Let's go with the 336 era. You're on the air.
Hi. This is Dee calling from North Carolina.
And how can I help you tonight?
Yes, I'm trying to see, do you see any changes coming up with a life partner marriage, or and also with my sons, any good things happening with them? I have three sons. They're grown, but, you know.
Okay, let me just go ahead and meditate for a minute on the dice.
Okay.
Calling the Archangels Michael, Gabriel, Ariel, Raphael, Metatron, to give me truth, nothing but the truth, through Lord Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to take the dice. I bless the dice, and now I'm going to ask the question, give me truth. All right. I'm just going to tell you what I see, okay?
Okay.
I see a magic wand. A magic wand means that there's some magic that's ready to happen. Something's ready to manifest for you. I see a fish. The fish means faith. It says you have to have faith for this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I see it a water fountain. That means that thing, abundance is flowing your way. I see a pot. That means that things are cooking for you. I see a song note. That means that beautiful music will be playing for you. I see a bag of money. Looks like money's coming. I see a rainstorm. That means that there's going to be some sad times coming up for you.
Mm.
I see a house. And it's basically saying you're going to feel like at home when all this happens. You're going to feel pleased at your accomplishments. I see a rainbow after the storm. That means your wishes are going to come true. And that's what I see for your future.
Okay.
And that's all symbolic. That's basically saying that everything's falling into place for you in divine order.
Okay.
And you are going to find love. The rainstorm will pass. That's where you're at right now. You're in the rainstorm.
Mm-hmm.
But when you feel like you're at home, or you have to clean home or clean house. So you have to clean up your life first, and then you'll feel like you're at home.
Okay.
Is your home kind of messy sometimes?
No. No, my house is pretty neat.
Are you pretty organized?
Yes and no. I mean, I have a lot of papers and stuff I put up, but my house is, you would never know because it looks so clean and neat. I have papers.
And the reason why I asked that, because when the home came up, it's either symbolic of you moving or
mm-hmm.
it's symbolic that you need to clean up your home.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why you have to clean up your home, because your home is this representation of you. It means that you need to clean house or you need to clean up your environment.
Okay.
In other words, there's new beginnings coming in your environment, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
It's
maybe
kind
it's
of symbolic
move.
Saying it could be a move, yeah. Like I said,
yeah,
it's either a
move
or it's something that you have to clean in your environment.
Okay.
For that energy to flow. Does that make sense?
Yes. Makes a lot of sense.
And the rainbow is like a promise from God saying, yes, you are going to get your wish. Your wish. Happiness is coming in your family circle.
Mm-hmm.
And you are going to be in a happy relationship.
And do you see it, like, do you know a time or is soon, this year, or
actually this month.
this month.
Yep.
Wow.
You probably won't move this month, but you will.
No,
have
I don't think I'll move. I have a pretty good size house. But you talking about the relationship this month?
Yeah. And the representation of you moving could be a new home in your future. Now,
okay.
It could also be meaning you have to clean your house and put things in order for this relationship to happen.
Okay.
I'm just telling you two interpretations on that one. But the
okay.
abundance symbol of the water fountain, that's usually means a good energy flow is coming your way.
Right.
And the music note usually means that there's going to be some music in your ears, pretty music of a sign that will come that you will hear, and it will be like a sign of love. Like, for an example, if you were walking down the road and you saw
mm-hmm.
two people holding hands walking past you, that is a symbolic representation of a romance that is coming in your life. And it's telling you to prepare. Or
okay.
it could also mean that you're in the process of getting a job and they're both holding hands, the male and the female. Then that means the masculine energy and the female energy is somehow like the yin and yang. So it's
mm-hmm.
like meaning things are coming into balance for you.
Okay.
Now, if it's two males holding hands, if they're gay, then that means that you need to have more female energy. It's kind of
mm-hmm.
like a representation of what's going on in your life at the time. Like I can open
mm-hmm.
up the window and I can see two people holding hands and I'm getting into a new job or a new business. That is a representation of cooperation that is coming my way. So you kind of
mm-hmm.
got to look at the signs of what the universe is showing you.
Exactly.
Or if you might even
yeah.
see something on the news or something on the radio. That's like synchronicity. So watch the signs
yeah.
is what
I
I'm
am.
Getting.
Watch the signs. Okay. But things seem like they're coming good. Good things are coming to me soon.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Well, my prayer has been answered.
Yes, it has.
Thank you.
You too.
Okay.
And have a good night.
Thank you. You have a good night, too.
The angels are watching over you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Right. Blessings.
God bless. And I hope you get what you want. Please call
okay.
in again.
I will, definitely.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. Let's see what other callers we have from the 212 area.
Hello?
On the air.
Oh,
hello.
Great. Thank you. Thanks for taking my
okay.
call. So
you're
my name
welcome.
Is Mary, and
you?
I'm... Okay, well, I have a question about my career. I was recently contacted by a recruiter, and we had an initial conversation. I'm not sure if things are going to proceed with a second interview at this point, or if you see something else coming up and, either at my current workplace or elsewhere.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and look at my story too. Well, these are new symbols here. You're kind of in a rough waters right now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's one of the symbols. The other symbol is the toxic poison symbol, so it's telling you to be very careful. The clock kind of means that time is speeding up for you, though. It's a good thing. It looks like you're very cute. Yeah. And then the other one is kind of like a sad smiley face. So it's like basically saying you haven't had a very good month. Or coming up month, you won't have a very good month. But the pyramid, it's like, is this like you trying to get on top of the pyramid, like a pyramid scheme?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's more like I'm trying to rise up the ranks, if that's what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I mean. And where are you in the pyramid?
Well, currently I am a senior member of the team, but mm-hmm. I think that I could be even more senior.
Okay.
And with the recruiter approaching me, the job that was in question or offered to me is a little more advanced than what I have right now.
All right. Let me look here in the crystal ball for a minute. See what it is. I see you happy in this business that you're in, but you're not going to go as far as you want to go.
Okay.
It's like instead of time speeding up, it's kind of slowing down. What we need to do is speed it up, not slow it down.
Yeah.
Because time's kind of going backwards is what I'm seeing.
That's
it's moving
confusing.
Slowly, isn't it?
I haven't heard back from the recruiter since I spoke to her, which was over a week ago. And as far as work is concerned, I have a lot to do, but
mm-hmm.
I don't think given that one of my colleagues was recently promoted, I don't think that I'm being the one who is
getting the credit for it or what?
Or consulted as much. Let's just say the person who just got the promotion is going to have more authority over me and will certainly be asked for her opinion or her
mm-hmm.
thoughts, and her approach will carry more weight than mine.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and, you know, this is just something that, well, A, makes sense, but B, isn't that satisfying to me.
If you're persistent in this, it will go in a good direction for you. But you are going to be in rough waters for a while. But you need to find yourself a good ship, or the waters will trample you, you know what I mean?
Oh, so does that mean a new job at a bigger organization?
Right. You need to be more in a higher position because you're more fast-paced and you have a lot of knowledge. And the position you're in now is like the waves are just trampling you, is what I see. And somehow you need to rise above the water. You need to get yourself up there. That's what I'm saying. But you will rise above it. It's going to be a really rough waters. That's what I'm getting from those waves. And
okay,
the pill is a representation of the poison. There's a pill next to the symbol of the poison. I think somebody there is very toxic and poisonous, and that you have to be aware of. That is getting in the way. Something's getting in the way of your progress.
I wonder if it's either
some kind of obstacle.
Yeah, well, I think it may either be my boss or the person who was just promoted.
I think it was the person that was promoted.
Yeah, because she may see me as being a threat.
Right. She's the toxic one.
So be careful with her.
Yeah, be careful. She's the shark in the ocean. Yep.
And she doesn't really care for me.
And once you rise above the waters, she can't see you from the top. She's like on the bottom trying to figure out where you're at. You know what I mean? She hasn't figured you out yet. But if you stay above the water, you'll be fine. It's just a matter of staying above the waters, because you're kind of in rough waters right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, do you have a sense of when I'm going to be moving into smoother waters?
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I think you'll be fine, but you're just going to kind of struggle for a while. I think you just need to figure out, you need to talk to somebody to get up on the higher waters. It's like you need to know somebody. I think they're going to send you somebody. The angels are.
Okay, so in order for me, oh, great. So this person's going to help open doors for me so that I can actually get a job at a larger organization where I can have more authority.
Right. That's what I'm seeing. Yep, that's what comes to me.
Okay, great. And do you have a time frame? A few months, or
I'm seeing probably, now don't quote me on this, sometimes the angels can be wrong, I mean my guides can be wrong, but most of the time they are right. They are telling me 2 weeks from now.
Oh, that's not long.
No, and the reason for that is because you called in to get a reading. And things are starting already activate, because now you know what you need to get done. Now you know what is going on, and what you've gotten your clarity. See what I'm saying? Now the energy is going to flow. And you always have to look at the obstacle in order to get clarity, in order for energy to flow.
I see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, now
all
that
right.
You're aware of it.
Yes. Things can start moving in my direction then.
Mm-hmm. Now, I just heard sirens, and that's a representation of some kind of emergency. So, what I'm getting from this is that there's some kind of emergency of some kind of urgency that has to happen.